Both candidates for Massachusetts governor are promising public education will be a top priority in the next 4 years. This week, WBUR's Edify team has been reviewing the education promises of both Democrat Jay Gonzalez and incumbent Republican Governor Charlie Baker. We heard about the governor's plans yesterday, and this morning, Edify's Kerry Young looks at those of Jay Gonzalez.
The ghost of charter school expansion looms large in this race. It's one of the ways Jay Gonzalez is differentiating himself, a point he hit hard at a recent teachers union conference.
It's the choice between someone whose entire education agenda is to create a few more charter schools for a few more kids, and someone who believes we need to fully fund our public schools.
It's a familiar refrain, part of the fallout from the 2016 ballot campaign over charter schools. Governor Baker was the public face in support of increasing the number of charters in Massachusetts. Gonzalez doesn't want to lift the cap, and that's a big reason why the state's two largest teachers' unions are backing him.
Charter school funding has really devastated the budgets of our public schools, so that translates to millions of dollars to the districts most affected.
Beth Contos is the president of the American Federation of Teachers, Massachusetts. Another plus, Gonzalez has promised to restore charter school reimbursements to public schools. Right now, the state isn't fully funding that. But most of Gonzalez's biggest promises are in early education.
My daughters, obviously, they had access to good quality childcare and preschool. They were privileged to have access to that. I saw what a difference it made for them.
That's why one of his core goals is to make sure every family in the state can access childcare and early education by the end of his first term. For Gonzalez, this arena is where the rubber meets the road in terms of experience. In 2014, he chaired the board of the Massachusetts Early Education and Care Department. He also worked on those issues with business leaders, which is why Gonzalez knows making childcare and preschool available to everyone by the end of his first term is a tall order, but he still thinks it's possible.
We've done much harder things before, and we already have childcare and preschool system that exists. We just are under-resourcing it.
Gonzalez estimates that initiative could cost hundreds of millions of dollars, as would another one of his lofty proposals, making it easier for students to graduate from public college debt-free. The Massachusetts Republican Party has criticized Gonzalez, saying he doesn't have detailed plans to fully cover those hefty price tags. Gonzalez's response, in part, is a controversial tax on private university endowments over $1 billion.
This, to me, is a puzzle.
Paul Revel is a Harvard education professor and former state education secretary. Revel worked with Gonzalez in Governor Deval Patrick's administration. He says Gonzalez helped prioritize education funding during the recession when budgets were tight. And while Revel believes new revenue is needed for education, he thinks this endowment tax proposal is
kind of an attack on some of our state's most prized institutions in a sector where we really have the lead nationally.
Gonzalez hasn't shared specifics on exactly where the revenue from this tax proposal would go beyond fully funding public education and public transportation. But for political watchdogs like Revel, that lack of detail on campaign promises isn't unusual.
It's kind of a minefield for them as candidates. The parties are divided themselves on issues, for example, like school choice.
But with so much happening on the national stage, Revel says specifics may not be needed to sway voters right now. Gonzalez, for one, seems to be hoping voters will like his big ideas and trust him to pull them off. The popular incumbent, Governor Charlie Baker, may be pinning his hopes on his own education record without raising taxes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Young.